Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The world's most famous sled dog race is longer this year than ever before. Thanks to a lack of snow, this year's edition of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race needed a new route across the Alaska wilderness. The course change adds more than 100 miles, so teams of dogs will have to pull their mushers over 1,100 miles to the finish line. Here's Mark Thiessen with the Associated Press.
With the route change, this will be the longest Iditarod ever. The race is normally about 1,000 miles going from the Anchorage area to Nome, but with the change to Fairbanks and adding in some other villages, the race will now go 1,128 miles. The winner of the race is expected in about 10 days.
Only 33 mushers will race this year, tied with the smallest field ever in 2023. The largest field ever was 96 mushers in 2008. This drop in participants raises concerns about the viability of the iconic race, which has suffered from inflation and pressure from animal rights groups. Some leaders in the Alaska House and Senate say they're concerned about the impacts of federal staff purges and a forthcoming congressional budget reconciliation package that's expected to extend tax cuts, stiffen immigration policy, and vastly scale back federal spending. In a letter to the state's congressional delegation, Senate President Gary Stevens and House Speaker Bryce Edgman of Dillingham say the two Trump administration priorities, quote, endanger the economic prosperity and social well-being of Alaskans.
Just to contemplate the impact, even if half of what's been proposed happens to Alaska, it is going to reverberate around the state in a way that we haven't seen in many, many years.
Said Edgman, audio courtesy of Alaska Public Media. The two presiding officers say they're concerned the recent House-passed Republican budget framework, which calls for $4.5 trillion in tax cuts and $2 trillion in spending over 10 years, will leave Congress no choice but to slash programs like Medicaid and SNAP. Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor is urging Congress to fight the recent rise in retail crime. He is among a group of 38 attorneys general who sent a letter to Washington, D.C. The coalition is urging Congress to reintroduce a bill to increase federal penalties for supply chain thefts. Their letter says organized retail crime has led to more than $121 billion in financial losses in the United States. Local NOAA employees are affected by President Trump's efforts to reduce government spending. Workers who focus on fishery research and weather monitoring in Alaska are among the more than 800 people nationwide who've lost their jobs. Alaska's all-Republican congressional delegation continues to advocate for critical NOAA services in the state.
I move to approve Action Memorandum 2025-003, awarding a $1,000 mini-grant to Project Homeless Connect and a $1,000 mini grant to the Soldotna High School girls soccer program.
At the Soldotna City Council meeting last week, the City Council voted to approve mini grant awards to Project Homeless Connect and the Soldotna High School girls soccer team. According to a memo accompanying the meeting packet, the two organizations were the only applicants this cycle, the second of two rounds of funding this year, and both were found to be eligible for mini grants this fiscal year.
We ran a really good hard program. The girls worked their tails off to be able to achieve many of their goals,
said Kimberly Powell on behalf of Soldotna Girls Soccer. Also at the meeting, Kathy Gensel spoke on behalf of Project Homeless Connect.
We do use the funding from the mini grant to help purchase gift cards.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.